ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, you scream, we all scream.
Waffle cones filled with Buller's creamy real ice cream, gooey sauces and generous toppings. The all-new Buller Creamy Classic Sundae range is definitely worth screaming about. Buller, some things are just unfakeable. We are free for ice cream!
You're listening to SBS News.
Seafood sales are soaring in the lead-up to Australia Day, especially at Sydney's new fish market. But do we always get what we pay for? To build trust with consumers, the market is working with a group of nuclear scientists to determine fish origins. Dr. Deba Shishmazumda leads the Food Provenance Research Project at the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, ANSTO.
This technology we developed particularly analyse the environmental fingerprint of a food. We decode these environmental fingerprint through machine learning algorithm, which can, with a high degree of accuracy, confirm its source of origins of this product.
By tracing elements like calcium or copper inside fish tissue, the fingerprint shows exactly where a fish bred, fed, and grew. In the lab, a handheld scanner adapted from mining also helps to determine whether a fish labelled Australian wild caught was, in fact, farmed in Asia. That's called food fraud.
Tricking customer about the source and the quality by making money. So this technology ensures the label is correct. Our fisheries management is regarded as one of the best fisheries management in the world. So that is why we have a great reputation in the world, particularly that Australia produce a high quality premium product.
Australia's seafood industry is valued at up to $4 billion annually. Australia exports a lot of seafood, but of all that's sold here, around 60% is imported. And that multiplies the fraud risk. Karen Constable is Principal Consultant at Food Fraud Advisors.
The act of purposely selling fake, mislabeled or substituted food for economic gain is food fraud, and it is a global multi-billion dollar problem. We have increasingly complex supply chains and ways of buying and selling big bulk commodities. So globally, the industry actually thinks that food fraud is getting bigger and worse.
Worldwide food fraud is estimated to cost up to $75 billion annually, around $3 billion in Australia alone, according to a 2021 AgriFutures Australia report. High-risk sectors include wine, honey and seafood. Professor Jez Samet leads the aquaculture research group at the University of New South Wales. He says industry supports new technology designed to verify food origins, including seafood.
Seafood has a very long supply chain from where it's produced right through to the retail sector. And all along that supply chain, there are different participants who may be involved in fraudulent activities. So it's critically important that we have technology that can verify where something has come from, but also importantly how it was produced, whether it was wild caught or whether it was farmed.
The food fraud health risks are also huge. Globally, the World Health Organization says contaminated food causes 600 million illnesses and 420,000 deaths each year. Dr. Mazumda says contamination is a serious problem in Australia too.
It could be because of the bacteria, it could be because of the virus, and because of the metals, mercury, lead, and other things. So basically, it compromises the health condition.
From July this year, Australian hospitality outlets will be required under new laws to label the country of origin on all seafood dishes or face fines. Ms. Constable welcomes the move.
As Australians, if we think we're buying Australian seafood, we really want to know that we're getting what we paid for. And there is a risk that cheaper seafood from overseas can be substituted for Australian-grown seafood.
Ms. Constable says fraud can also occur when products sold offshore for premium prices are mislabeled as Australian grown.
You might have foods like cherries or lamb or prawns that are claimed to be Australian, but that really aren't. It's very hard to prosecute against those food fraudsters without some technology to back you up.
According to Dr. Mazumda, Australia's native Kakadu plum is among the products most vulnerable to substitution.
We purchased from 9 different suppliers, and all the suppliers from overseas, we found all of them are fake and not a genuine Kakadu plum powder.
The ANSTO team is taking its technology worldwide, collaborating with scientists to build vast databases as part of a new food provenance project. Science program leader Patricia Gadd explains.
We create a database of all these food products from all over Australia, and not only Australia now, a lot of Southeast Asian countries are actually together with us. So we are building a database with a robust number of samples and different types of food products as well.
Tracing food provenance has been a decade-long passion project for Dr. Mazumda, who hopes the new technology will soon make food origins more visible for all.
One day, the consumer might go and use their smartphone, scan the small barcode, and they can see all the elemental compositions which is related to a particular environment and be confirmed the product they are buying coming from an authentic source.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.